Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A Periscope rival takes off in Asia. Web-influenced sales are expected to grow faster than digital-only sales in the Asia-Pacific region. And Coca-Cola is forced to remove sexist Sprite ads. New live streaming app Bigo Live is fast becoming one of the most popular social platforms in Southeast Asia. Bigo Live has only been available for 4 months, but is currently the top free app on Singapore's App Store, ahead of established giants WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger. The app has found itself consistently in the top 20 of the most popular apps in Singapore, Indonesia, and Vietnam, as well as many other countries in the region. Working in a similar way to apps such as Periscope, the new app has proven extremely popular with younger users. The app's success shows no signs of slowing either, as App Annie recently released data showing that Bigo Live's activity rate is currently rapidly increasing. It also has the funds behind it to keep the service cutting edge, with Chinese social network powerhouse YY having a 27% stake in Bigo. Research in the Asia-Pacific region has shown that web-influenced offline sales are expected to grow even quicker than purely digital sales. Forrester Research, the firm behind the study, forecasts that by 2020, up to 30% of all retail sales in the region will be made on the high street, but stimulated by online activity. The results show that whilst in 2015 digital sales accounted for 13% of all retail sales, by 2020 that figure will rise to 21%. However, over the same time period, web-influenced offline sales are expected to rise much faster, from 19% to 29%. Similarly, eMarketer has also said that it estimates that this year, 12.1% of offline sales in Asia Pacific will come as a result of online activity more than anywhere else on Earth. Coca-Cola has been forced to remove adverts from a Sprite advertising campaign in Ireland after complaints of sexism from consumers. The brutally refreshing campaign caused offence by its use of phrases such as "She's seen more ceilings than Michelangelo" and "You're not popular, you're easy." The campaign also encouraged users on social media to send in their own refreshing truths, but Sprite's own examples used on the online ads have been heavily criticised for being offensive. After the adverts drew in complaints, with one Twitter user calling for a revision of internal policies, Coca-Cola apologised and removed the online ad that ran on the Irish men's lifestyle website joe.ie. A statement released by the drinks company said that it was sorry for any offence caused and that it was intended to provide an edgy but humorous take on a range of situations. The adverts have since been replaced. Facebook has announced plans to test an affordable Wi-Fi service intended for rural areas of India. The Express Wi-Fi program is set to be launched commercially relatively soon and comes at a time when the company is looking to make an internet connection available to everyone worldwide. A spokesperson from Facebook said that testing is in its early stages and that it's looking to work with multiple local ISP partners. Facebook has already completed a pilot launch, including 125 public Wi-Fi spots in rural India, as it looks to create access for the hundreds of millions of people in the country currently not using the web. And finally, the Yandex.checkout payment service has received an update in order to allow customers to pay using QR codes. Russian users of the service will now be able to use the Yandex.Money mobile app to scan a QR code, which will then display the product's name, seller, and buying price. After that, the user can choose his or her payment method, such as a bank card, e-wallet, or Yandex.Money account, and complete the transaction. The QR codes can be placed on either online products or material goods in store. Currently, over 76,000 stores online use Yandex.checkout in Russia, whilst Yandex.Money boasts over 4 million users. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.